We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are now on the final daf of Masechet, daf Tzadik Aleph, and we begin 8 lines from the top. Ibaya Lehu. This limud is Leilu Nishmat, Zion ben Shalom, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Kohen Mitzvah Hamalka, Yair ben Tov, Anaim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Et Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devora, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava bat Sarah, Luba bat Mazal, and Lea bat Rachel, Alehem HaShalom. Also Lizchut, Refuah Shlema, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Esther bat Sarah, Gerastova bat Chana, Chana bat Zulika, and Chaya Gavuela Masuda bat Sarah. The Gemara begins with a question here. Ibaya lehu. They had a question. Amra li ba'ala gerashtani. Mahu. If let's say a woman said to her husband, you divorced me. And she says that the get was torn or lost. So it's her word versus his word. She says, you divorced me. And he says, no, I didn't. Mahu. What's the halacha? Do we believe her to the point that we allow her to get married? Amar Rav Amnuna says, Tashema, come in here from our Mishnah. Ha'omeret teme'ah anilach. According, in the Mishnah, we had two versions. There was Mishnah Rishonah and Mishnah Acharona. A woman who said, teme'ah anilecha, I am defiled to you. She says to the Kohen, her husband, I was raped and therefore I am tameh to you. So according to the first version in the Mishnah, she's believed. And therefore, she's believed if she says Gerashtani as well. De'afilu le'mishnah achona diktani lo mehemna, because the Gemara says, even according to the second version, the Mishnah achona in the Mishnah, where it says lo mehemna, that the wife who says Teme'ani lach, she's not believed because maybe she cast her eyes on someone else, and therefore we require her to bring proof. Hatam, over there it's different. By Teme'ani lach, hatam hu de'mishaka. We are concerned that maybe she's lying. De yada de ba'ala lo yadaba, because she knows that her husband, he doesn't know if she became tameh or not, right? He doesn't know if she was ne'eneset or not. So therefore she can lie. She has an opening to lie, and therefore she's not believed until she brings proof. Aval gabe girashtani, but regarding a wife who says to her husband, you divorced me, de yadaba. I mean, this is something that he knows. When she says this, she knows that this is something that he would know if he divorced her or not. So therefore, mehemna, she's believed to say that she was divorced. The chazaka, because we have a chazaka, we have a presumption. Eni shame izapanea bifne ba'ala, a woman would not be brazen enough to lie in the presence of her husband and say something that he for sure knows is false. To say to his face, you divorced me, when she knows she was not divorced. So if she says, gerashtani, we say chazaka, eni shame izapanea bifne ba'ala, and therefore she's ne'emenet. So that's how Rav Hamnuna brought proof from our Mishnah. Amar li Rava, Rava said to Rav Hamnuna, wait, Adrabah, on the contrary, afilu le Mishnah Rishonah diktani mehemna, even according to the first part of the Mishnah, where she's believed to say nitmeti, hata mishum de lo avida lebazuya nafsha, over there is reason to believe her claim, because a woman wouldn't demean herself to claim that she was raped if she wasn't saying the truth. Aval hacha, but over here, what do you mean? Dezimni detakifla min gavra. Over here, sometimes it's hard for her under the authority of this man, of her husband. Meiza u meiza, she would be brazen to his face. And therefore, who said? Maybe we don't believe her. So we have here, seems to be a machloket between Rava and Rav Hamnuna. If a woman who says Gerashtani is believed or not, according to Rav Hamnuna, he proved from the Mishnah that she is believed. According to Rava, he says no. Even according to the Mishnah Rishonah, she would not be believed. Mativ Rav Mesharshia. So Rav Mesharshia raises a question. Hashamayim beni levencha de Mishnah Rishonah, tiyufta de Rava. Rav Mesharshia says, what's one of the cases in the Mishnah where she says, Hashamayim beni levencha, heaven knows between me and you, which means she's saying to him that he's impotent, right? So now, what does it say in Mishnah Rishonah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, that she's ne'emenet, she's believed to say it. So says Rav Mesharshia, this is a question on Rava. Because what did Rava just say? Rava said that this that we believe the woman who said, Teme'ani lecha, is because of the chazakah that a woman is not going to claim something that belittles her, that degrades her, if it wasn't true. So when it comes to rape, she wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. That's why she's believed. Hacha delet la kisufa, but in the case of Hashamayim benina bencha, where she's saying to him, you are impotent, that's not something that she has shame in it. It's not something that is shameful to her. Uktani dimehemna, and yet, what does it say? She's believed to say it. Which means, even though it's not something that is degrading to her, and therefore that's why you should believe her. No, we see even something that is not necessarily degrading to her, still she is believed to say. And that's why it's a question on Rava. Answers Rava, Kasava Rava. The Gemara says Rava can hold Hatam in that case of Hashamayim Benil Mincha, where she's saying you're impotent. Over there, Kevan Delo Sagila Delo Amra En Yore Kechetz. Over there, it's not enough for her to say, just to say that he's impotent. She has to also give a detail. She has to say, Eno Yore Kechetz. He doesn't shoot like an arrow, which means his semen is not, it doesn't come out forcefully. She has to add that when she says he's impotent. Well, that's something. If it's not true, as she's saying, lo amrale, she wouldn't want to say that. She would be too ashamed to speak in such detail of such things before the Bedin. And therefore, Rava says, in that case also, there is busha. She would be ashamed to say it, were it not for the fact that it is true. So that's how Rava answers Rav Mishashia's question on him from the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara further continues and says, Hashamayim beni levencha de Mishnah achrona tehevet yufta de Rav Amnuna. Well, how about the halacha of the Mishnah achrona, the second part of the Mishnah regarding Hashamayim beni levencha? The Mishnah achrona said that she's not believed to say this. So this should be a tiyufta on Rav Amnuna. Because according to Rav Amnuna, anything, what did he say? He said, Chazakai nisham izab panea bifne ba'ala. Which means anything that a woman is going to say to her husband, something of the nature that he would know if it's true or not, she is believed. So the question is, v'hahacha, in this case, where she says, Hashamayim v'ni levencha, deyad'ahi uba'ala yad'aba. This is something that she knows, and the husband also knows, right? So the fact that he would know if it's not true, and yet she's saying it, that means that we should believe her according to Rav Amnuna. We have a chazakah. She would not be meizah paneah. She would not be defiant in his face to say something that he knows is not true. So she should be believed that it's true. Uketani delo mehemna. And yet the Mishnah Achona says that she's not believed. So how does Rav Amnuna answer that? Says the Gemara, Kasava Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna holds, Hachanami hi gufa amra. Over here also, regarding the claim of Hashamayim beni levencha, that you are impotent, hi gufa amra. She says to herself like this, Nehi de bi'a yada, although he may know whether or not we engaged in bi'a, that he could know. But b'yorei kechetz mi'ada, but does he know whether or not he shoots like an arrow? That's not something that he could feel. I'm the only one who would know that. And therefore, umishum hachi meshakra. Therefore, even according to Rav Amnuna, that's why she's not believed, because there is an opening for her to lie. Because since she has to add that detail of enoyo kechetz, that's something that she's not being defiant to him, because he wouldn't know. So she could say it as a lie. That's why the Mishnah Achrona says that she's not believed. Now the Gemara gives us a few incidents that is related to the discussion of the Gemara that we just had. Ha'i iteta. There was a certain woman, and she was a wife of a Kohen. De kol yoma de tashmish, every day when they had relations together, mikadma mashia yade legava. Every day, she would rise early in the morning and she would wash her husband's hands. Yomachad atya le maya lemimshe. One day, she brought him water to wash his hands. Amarla, and he said to her, Hada milta lahava ta'idna. This matter, which means tashmish, relations, didn't happen now. Meaning, she always would wake up early to bring him netilat yadayim after a night in which they had tashmish. One time, she brings him water in the morning to wash, and he says to her, what do you mean? But why did you bring me water? There was no tashmish last night. Amrale, so she said to him, Imken chad min nochrim. Oh, if so, it could be maybe that one of the goyim, ahaloye, the aloe merchants who were here, dehavohacha haidna, because iantlo dilma minehon. She says to him, "Whoa, what do you mean? It wasn't you? Oh no, it could be that it was one of the non-Jewish workers, the aloe merchants, ahaloye, that were here today, because if it wasn't you, then it must be with them." So in other words, what is she saying to him? She's saying, I'm forbidden to you. I'm asura to you. He was a kohen. So therefore, even if it was be'onis, even if it was a rape, she becomes asura. So she's telling him this. Now, do we take her word for it or not? Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, no. She's not ne'eseret. We don't believe her. Enea natna be'acher. Ve'let ba meshasha be'mila. She must have cast her eyes upon another person, and therefore, there's no substance to her words. She's lacking credibility, and therefore her statement is unreliable, and she's permitted to her husband. That was the psak of Rav Nachman. Another incident. There was a certain woman who was displeased with her husband. She wasn't fond of him. Amar la, so he said to her, Haidana Maishna, what's different now? What did I do to make you angry? Amrale, so she said to him, you know why I'm upset? Me'olam lo tzi'artan bederech eretz ki haidna. You never hurt me while we were engaged in derech eretz, meaning in relations, as you did just now. So she was upset with him. Amarla, so he said to her, what do you mean? Lahava hadamilta haidana, we didn't do anything. We weren't together today. So what do you mean I upset you like I hurt you? Amrali, she said to him, oh, if so, well, it must be imken halen nochrim naftoye de'avuacha idana. It must be those naftoye, those Gentile oil merchants who were here just now. It must be it was them. Iantla, if it's not you, dilmachad minhon, then it must have been one of them. Similar to the story before. And similarly, Amrali Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, la tashgichun ba. Don't pay attention to her. She cast her eyes upon another man. And that's why she wanted to make this lie. So she becomes asurat to her husband and he divorces her and she goes to that other man. And therefore her words here are unreliable. Another incident. Hahu gavra dehava meharzek beveta hu ve'inteta. There was a certain man who was meharzek, who was secluding himself in a house. He and a certain married woman. So a man was secluding himself in a house with a married woman, with the eshet ish. Al ata mare de beta. Now, when the owner of the house, meaning the real husband, when he entered, parte noef lehutza ve'arak. This noef, this adulterer, he burst through the wall of palm branches. Lehutza, it was a palm branch wall. He burst through it, ve'arak, and he fled, he ran away. Amar Rava, Rava said, in this case, iteta sharia, the woman is permitted to her husband, meaning we assume that she didn't sin. Because im ita de'ava disura, because if it would be true that the man committed a sin with her, then irkuse hava milkas, he would have hidden himself in the house. Instead of revealing his identity by escaping out in the open, he would have gone into hiding if he really did a sin. So the fact that he allowed himself to run out into the open like that, that shows that he did not really commit any sin. And therefore she's permitted to her husband. The Gemara gives us another incident here. Hahu no'ef de'al legabe de'ahi inteta. There was a certain adulterer who entered the house of a certain married woman. Ata gavra, and when the man, meaning the husband, when he came home, salik no'ef, the adulterer, he went up, itiv bikla'e bava. The adulterer went and he sat behind the door. So the husband would not know that he's there. He hid from him behind the door. Hava machtan tachle taman. So now, behind the door, there was some cress that was lying there in the house. And what does he see? V'ta'aminun chivaya. And the adulterer saw that a snake came and tasted from the cress, and perhaps therefore contaminating it with the venom of the snake. So now what happens? The husband wanted to eat from that cress without the woman's knowledge. Amar le'ahu no'ev, so the adulterer raised his voice, and he said, La techul minhon, de ta'aminun chivya, don't eat from that cress, a snake tasted of it. Okay, so now what do we do? Amar Rava, Rava says, this case was brought before him, he said, In tete sharya, the wife is permitted, which means, for sure, they did not commit the actual sin. You know why? Im ite de avadi sura, because if the adulterer really committed the sin with her, nichale de lechul velimut. It would have been preferable for him that the husband should eat it and die, right? So therefore, dichtiv ki ni'afu ve'dam bi'idehem, because someone who commits adultery is suspected of killing as well, as it says in Yechezkel, they committed adultery ve'dam bi'idehem, and blood is on their hands, which means adultery leads to murder. So Rava says, if we see that he cared enough to tell the husband not to eat it, that means for sure he didn't commit adultery, because if he did, he's a rotzeach also, and he wouldn't mind if the husband would eat it. So now the Gemara asks on this, Pshita, this is obvious, right? What is Rava coming to be mechadesh in this psak? It's obvious, yeah. The fact that he offered to save the husband, that shows that he didn't do the sin. So what's the chidush of Rava? The Gemara says, Ma'u de tema, I would have thought mistakenly otherwise. I would have thought, Isura avad. Really, he committed the sin with the eshetish, with the married woman. The reason why the adulterer told the husband not to eat it, not because he loves him, not because he wants to save him, but it's actually preferable for him that the husband shouldn't die. Why is that? So that the wife of this person will be for him like maim genuvim yimtaku, like stolen waters that are sweet, velechem setarim yin'am, and bread that is eaten in secret is pleasant, which means a person derives greater pleasure from something that is forbidden. So I would have thought that Adamai wants him to stay alive so that he will enjoy more the fact that she's an eshetish. Kamash ma'alan, that's what Rava is coming to teach us. No. That's not a concern. Rather, the stable assumption here is that he did not actually sin, and therefore that's why he acted in a proper way to save the husband. Hadran alach ve'elu nedarim, uslika la'masechet nedarim, hadran alach ve'elu nedarim, uslika la'masechet nedarim, hadran alach ve'elu nedarim, uslika la'masechet nedarim. And also to end with the words of bracha that the Ran writes, Elokim mishamayim ya'ir enenu betorato ke'or hachama shiv'atayim. Hashem should enlighten our eyes in his Torah. Sevenfold, seven times the light of the sun, vizakenu lirot bevinyan Yerushalayim. Amen. We should be zochet to see very soon in the building of Yerushalayim, habnuya b'mera b'yamenu. Amen. Adran alach masechet nedarim ve'adra chanan, da'atan alach masechet nedarim ve'da'ata chanan, la nitneshe minach masechet nedarim, ve'la titneshe minan, la be'alma haden ve'la be'alma de'ate. Adran alach masechet nedarim ve'adra chanan, da'atan alach masechet nedarim ve'da'ata chanan, la nitneshe minach masechet nedarim, ve'la titneshe minan, la be'alma haden ve'la be'alma de'ate. Adran alach masechet nedarim ve'adra chanan, da'atan alach masechet nedarim ve'da'ata chanan, la nitneshe minach masechet nedarim ve'la titneshe minan, לא בעלמה הדין ולא בעלמה דעתי ירצון מלפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו שתהי תורתך ומנותנו בעולם הזה ותהי עמנו לעולם הבא חנינה בר פפה רמי בר פפה נחמן בר פפה אחי בר פפה במרי בר פפה רפם בר פפה רכיש בר פפה סורחב בר פפה עדה בר פפה דרו בר פפה הערב נא אדוני אלוהינו את דברי תורתך בפינו ובפיפיות עמך בית ישראל ונהיה אנחנו כולנו בצאצאינו בצאצאי עמך בית ישראל כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך מאויבי תחכמני מצוותיך כי לעולם הילי יהי ליבי תמים וחוקיך למען לא יבוש לעולם לא ישכח פיקודיך כי בם חייתני ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך אמן 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 סלע ועד עודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחת שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אפתח בך ירצון מלפניך אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת נדרים, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד ולמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה. זכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו ולזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו ומפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו, בהתהלך תנחה אותך, בשוכבך תשמור עליך, והקיצותה היא תשיחך, כיווי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום.